It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hey, thank you so much for making us a part of your day. Whether you're listening live on Radio Now, maybe on the radio, maybe you got the free app where you can take us anywhere, just put us right in your pocket. Or maybe you're listening to us on a podcast. Wherever you're doing that at, hey, we appreciate it. We really, really do. So, food fights happen here on the Joe and Alex Show, and you just have to have them. Here is the question for you this morning, and I'm going to give you a chance to join in. It's 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. And the food fight this morning, ladies and gentlemen, is about fries. The best and the worst fast food fries. The food columnist has social media divided with the best and worst when it comes to that. McDonald's and Five Guys got the best, and In-N-Out and Sonic came in last. Chick-fil-A was also one of the worst rated fries.
No way. But
they got the waffle fries, right?
You're telling me. Now, they broke it into things. They have like kind of like a little four-part thing. Up top, better texture, worst texture at the bottom. Then from left to right, it's worst taste and the best taste. So you want to end up in the top right corner of this little diagram. The bottom left means you have the worst texture and worst taste. Yeah, Chick-fil-A was right down there next to like KFC. Not
Where
that good.
Where is Burger King? Burger King, I hate Burger King fries.
Oh, I love Burger King fries. Really? Let me look here. Burger King, where are you? I don't see.
Yeah, see, they're not even on the diagram because you're like, oh, we all know those aren't.
They're not.
Awful.
Yeah, Burger King was not even on here. No, it surprised me. See, I like KFC. They kind of have like potato wedges. You know what I mean? They don't have fries.
I'm not. Yuck.
You don't like those?
I hate potato wedges.
Me too.
Oh
me
my
too.
Gosh.
That's not even a fry.
I know. That's like literally just a baked potato.
Oh, yeah. You know what, Liv? I found it. Burger King actually was kind of in the middle. They were hidden. They were right there. They were behind Wendy's, which Wendy's fries are okay.
I don't like Wendy's fries either. I think actually Wendy's fries are worse than Burger King.
Oh, I like theirs.
Really?
Sea salt? Yeah, I like those.
No,
I think they
them.
Used to not be good, but they changed them the last couple years, and I think they're better.
I think they're too flimsy. They don't have a crunch, a good outside to them.
833-JOE-ALEX. Defend yo fry. 833-563-2539. See, I was surprised that Steak and Shake. I love going there, but their fries are terrible.
No, I like Steak and Shake fries because I like how small they are.
I love their fries.
Really?
Yeah.
They're right behind McDonald's. Like, they're at the top. I'm not saying they're
McDonald's.
Bad, but I don't. Maybe it's because I got big fat fingers. I want a big fry I can hold. Three fingers full of Steak and Shake fries, and I'm done.
Don't you like Rally's fries or something?
Oh, yes.
Rally's.
Are they on there?
Good.
They're
fries.
At the very bottom. They're like one of the bottom
what?
Three. Liv, I didn't
that
make the list.
That doesn't make sense. Okay, but I need to know where Arby's fries are.
Arby's, like the curly fries?
Yes, those curly fries are cracked.
I'm looking to make sure I don't miss it. Okay.
Literally.
Arby's was on the very top end as far as best taste, but they were kind of in the middle for the actual texture.
No, I love Arby's fries.
God, I'm sorry. Now I'm getting all hungry again. Let's see.
I used to not like Chick-fil-A fries, but then I think because I eat the chicken nuggets there so much that I just got used to them, so I'm just like,
no,
whatever.
They're your jam.
But they're not my favorite. I mean, they're okay.
I will say Chick-fil-A's fries can hold sauce the best.
Yes.
Waffle fries are really good at holding sauce.
Growing up, I'll be honest, guys, I never really had waffle fries in my life until I was later in there. And waffle fries are the best fries.
Yeah, but
hands
the sickest
down.
Atrocity when it comes to Chick-fil-A's fries is the butt fries they
See,
put in there.
That's where you're so wrong.
Sick atrocity.
No, it's not. Because I take the butt fries and I work them around the corner of my Chick-fil-A sauce packet and I just rub the booty of the fry, the butt right there, and I scoop up the sauce. It's perfect. You don't even, Alex, you enjoy it, but you're missing out so much on life. Let's talk to Chris. Hey, Chris, you're on the Joe, or is it Chris Anna?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. What did you want to say?
I just wanted to say that whoever voted that Chick-fil-A French fries were the worst, there's something wrong with them because those are the best fries in the entire world. I ate Chick-fil-A almost every day when I was pregnant.
See, I've been telling my wife I'm pregnant just to have them. I'm not even doing that. No, I agree.
They're so good.
I feel like McDonald's probably hands down wins the best fry of all time, but I don't know how they can poo-poo it.
No.
What?
Mm-mm.
Really?
No. They're good, but they're not as good as... Waffle fries those are the best.
Yeah, I'm not totally disagreeing with you, but thank you for the call. Megan's on the Joe and Alex Show, 833-JOE-ALEX. What would you say are the best fries? You're kind of torn between a few.
I don't know. Maybe. I would say if I had to choose between Rally's and White Castle, I'd probably choose White Castle fries.
Ew, White Castle fries are so flimsy and soggy.
I actually think those are good. Culver's fries are actually also
Culver's,
good.
Culver's, yes. Okay, no, but that's only crinkle cut?
Yeah, but those are, both of them are the same
I've
type of fry.
I've never even had Culver's fries.
Okay, you need to have Culver's in your life.
Culver's is only in certain parts of the country, I think kind of the Midwest. So if you're listening in Houston right now, you probably don't have a Culver's, I don't think. But what Houston has that Indianapolis doesn't have is In-N-Out. And they actually got the bottom of the list, right?
At the bottom, In-N-Out was the absolute worst. Yes, they had the worst taste and the worst. They were second to worst texture. So overall, yes, they were really bad.
I didn't think their fries were bad at all. When I had them in Texas.
See, Alex and Megan, like, I love White Castle. Actually, a slider sounds really good right now. But those fries that they have there, same thing with Culver's. They remind me kind of like a school lunch like fry there, or like a frozen French fry that you'd get at the store.
Yeah, you're probably right. But you know what makes them good is the seasoned salt. But though, Raleigh's fries kind of is like right there in the same category. Like, they're good. You can buy Raleigh's fries frozen in the store. That's how good those are. And they're like, I don't know, they're always real crispy, not soggy. Like some of the fries you get, like, at, I don't know, Alex, you were talking about Wendy's and Burger King fries. Those are, I agree with you, those are terrible.
Well, you know what? It's a good thing we had this conversation today because it's Friday! Yeah!